This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water Board backs VAs. New privacy rules for businesses. California meets pesticide standards and Trump's plan for the Department of Agriculture. Water Board backs voluntary agreements. The State Water Board is prioritizing voluntary agreements over unimpaired flows, according to a plan released yesterday. The proposed update to the Bay Delta Plan incorporates two compliance paths, but emphasizes the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes Program, allowing water right holders to meet water quality objectives through a negotiated flow and habitat improvements. Those not participating would follow a flow-only regulatory pathway. Under the program, participants commit to releasing additional flows during key ecological periods, funding habitat restoration, and supporting a science-driven monitoring effort. State officials say this voluntary route could deliver benefits faster and more flexibly than traditional regulation. If progress stalls, the board may revert participants to the regulatory track after 8 years. The proposal would also incorporate tribal beneficial uses into the plan for the first time. Governor Gavin Newsom praised the decision and called for legislature to approve his trailer bill to streamline the plan's adoption. Major water providers, including the State Water Contractors, Northern California Water Association, and the San Luis and Delta Mendota Water Authority, also applauded the move, citing the potential to support ecosystems while maintaining water supply reliability. Public comment runs through September 10th, with a hearing to take public comments on September 8th. The Water Board expects to then set a date for voting on the proposal. California approves automated decision-making regulations. The California Privacy Protection Agency, that board voted yesterday to adopt comprehensive regulations governing automated decision-making technology, marking a significant increase in the state's privacy protection rules. The regulations, which underwent nearly 4 years of development and extensive public comment periods, establish requirements for risk assessment, cybersecurity audits, and consumer notifications when businesses use automated systems that significantly impact individuals. The rules apply to technologies used in employment decisions, financial services, and other process affecting consumers. Board Chair Ashkan Sultani emphasized the extensive deliberation process, noting the agency received more than 400 pages of public feedback. The regulations aim to balance consumer privacy protection with business operational needs, though they face criticism from both industry groups and privacy advocates. TechNet, an advocacy association for tech companies, expressed disappointment that the final rules remained overly broad and could burden California's innovative economy. Worker advocacy groups argued the regulations were weakened from earlier proposals and failed to provide adequate protections. Cal Chamber also shared frustration, arguing the rules will detrimentally impact the state's economy and lead to job losses. The business advocates charged that the board rushed the approval and ignored extensive public comments, including suggestions from Governor Gavin Newsom and two dozen legislators. It called the agency's paper-thin economic analysis insufficient and lacking transparency. 97% of produce meets pesticide standards. Nearly 97% of fruits and vegetables sold in California last year met federal pesticide safety standards. That according to the latest sampling report by the Department of Pesticide Regulation. Of the 3,544 samples tested, 39% had no detectable pesticide residues. 58% had residues within allowable limits set by the U.S. EPA. Only 3% of the samples exceeded those limits, most of which were imported. Of the produce from Mexico, 6% of the 1,132 samples contained illegal residues. Ecuador had the highest percentage of violations, 23% of the 13 samples taken, followed by Guatemala and China. DPR Director Karen Morrison said the report, quote, demonstrates the safety of our fruits and vegetables in California with consistently low levels of residue. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Well, the reorganization plan is out and it's a doozy. USDA has finally released its reorganization plan after months of speculation and court battles. It calls for moving more than half of the employees in the nation's capital region to hubs in five states: Colorado, Indiana, Missouri, North Carolina, and Utah. The plan, which is going to get some scrutiny in Congress, foresees closing the department's South Building as well as the Beltsville Agricultural Research Center in Maryland, the flagship facility of Agricultural Research Service. USDA's workforce in the Washington region would be slashed from 4,600 to 2,000. Now keep in mind, when the first Trump administration relocated two USDA research agencies to Kansas City, most of the employees declined to move. The House has adjourned until September. Senators were in town yesterday, and they were split on the contours of the plan. Kansas GOP Senator Roger Marshall, for example, he welcomed the prospect of more USDA employees in Kansas City. But Maryland Democrats were not happy. Both Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman and Ranking Member A.B. Klobuchar said there would be a hearing on the plan. USDA salary costs were unsustainable. In its announcement, USDA said the Biden administration had increased the department's workforce by 8%, raised employees' salaries 14.5% over 4 years, including hiring thousands of employees with no sustainable way to pay them. That assertion didn't sit well with Tom Vilsack, who served as Ag Secretary during the Obama and Biden administrations. Vilsack tells AgriPulse the Biden administration, quote, used American Rescue Plan resources, bipartisan infrastructure bill and Inflation Reduction Act funding, and annual appropriations to pay for staff. Resources were available, quote, to pay for the additional staff for a period of time corresponding to the additional work required under those bills, he said. It is misleading to suggest that resources for staff were not fully funded or suggest in any way positions were not paid for now and into the future. Vilsack went on to say employees, quote, understood the term nature of their employment and that attrition and retirement over time would have opened up more permanent positions. It is equally misleading, he said, to link the reduction in force and reduced footprint in any way to efforts during the Biden administration. The plan, plain and simple, is one way to reduce workforce and cut costs to fit within the budget reductions required from the department. The challenge, Vilsack said, quote, will be how the plan reductions and relocations are actually implemented, how quickly they are implemented, and to what extent and for how long services to farmers and communities would be disrupted. Former Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney defended the salary increases, noting that some employees in field offices were being forced to take second jobs. We intentionally raised pay, particularly for our field staff, he said. Farm groups were supportive of that because they knew those staff out there in those offices weren't being paid what they're worth. Here's today's final word. The plan, plain and simple, is one way to reduce workforce and cut costs to fit within the budget reductions required from the department. That's the word of former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on the USDA's reorganization plan. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.